Next patient is Mr. John Clark. The last name is C-L-A-R-K. First name, John. This is a clinical case of a 81-year-old white male that is evaluated through telehealth because of the upper respiratory tract infection that he has, period. This patient who has a history of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, has a creatinine of 1.1 and a BUN that is 20 with an estimated GFR that is 66 mLs per minute. Actually, it is consistent with CKD stage 2, period. It is much better than the prior determinations. The patient has a evidence of proteinuria that is selective and not selective proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is suggestive of 0.8 grams of protein per gram of creatinine, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 413, which is also significant. This patient is a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors. However, we are not going to do it at the present time because of the infection that he has, but it's certainly a determination that has to be done next time. Number two, the patient has fatty liver, most likely associated to the obesity and to the presence of diabetes mellitus, type 2. There is elevation of the liver function test. The serum AST is 88 and the LALT is 138. There is no elevation of the bilirubin. Interestingly, the patient has lost more than 10 pounds of body weight, down to 178 pounds. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the current medication. Following number, the cortisol level this time is with a normal range. Following number, the patient has a significant viral infection. He has been with a stuffy nose, persistent cough,
production of sputum that is clear. There is no evidence of shortness of breath. There is no evidence of fever. And there is a COVID test at home that was negative. Over-the-counter medication Tukol, T-U-K-O-L, has been recommended. Period. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I have to mention that this patient was exposed to Farxiga and couldn't tolerate it because of urinary tract infection and diarrhea. And it's a questionable candidate for the administration of Kerendia because of the borderline potassium. If the potassium continues to be within control, we will consider the administration of Kerendia, period. The next appointment will be in 3 months. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes in the evaluation of the lab, in the conference over the phone, 12 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.